with the Monday AM Business Report. Jim Taylor, RFD Radio Network. The Bears are offering $25 million to the city of Chicago and the Chicago Park District as they plan to depart the city for Arlington Heights. The money would go toward projects selected by city leaders, including possibly for maintenance of Soldier Field or to cover the city's existing stadium debt. The offer comes as the Bears lobby state lawmakers to approve the move to Arlington Heights. Eli Lilly and Walmart are working to increase access to the weight loss drug Zepbound. The partnership announced last week will let customers buy the drug directly at retail locations for the first time. This month, customers with a prescription and paying cash can get single-dose vials of the drug over the counter or through home delivery. It will cost about $350 a month for a single-dose vial. The Illinois Department of Central Management Services will be hosting the 2025 State of Illinois Vendor Summit this week in Chicago. The event takes place November 6th at Malcolm X College. It's designed to help business owners learn how to do business with State of Illinois agencies and state universities. The Coca-Cola companies announced that it is reintroducing Mr. Pibb 24 years after discontinuing the brand. The company said the revised Mr. Pibb will have 30% more caffeine than Pibb Extra, the brand it was originally replaced with. The soda is also getting a new slogan, Bold Kick of Cherry, for its intense sweet cherry flavor with hints of caramel and a lingering spicy finish. And that's the Monday AM Business Report. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.